People were killed and dozens wounded in a second wave of explosions targeting the militant group Hezbollah. More electronic communications devices detonated Wednesday after exploding pagers killed at least 12 people and wounded almost 3,000 on Tuesday. Hezbollah has vowed revenge. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Although Israel has not taken responsibility for the exploding pager attack Tuesday, it is widely blamed. Israeli security experts say the explosives were implanted into the pagers as they were manufactured. Hezbollah ordered the pagers from a Taiwanese company called Gold Apollo. A representative of the company said the pagers had actually been made by BAC, a Hungarian manufacturer. Eyal Pinko is a former Israeli intelligence official.
This is an intelligence operation that was very well planned, prepared for more than 1.5 years.
Israel is bracing for promised retaliation by Hezbollah. Israeli analysts warn that a direct conflict between Israel and Hezbollah would likely escalate to a regional war. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Draft resolution A/ES10/L31/Revision 1 is adopted.
The United Nations General Assembly on Wednesday adopted a Palestinian drafted resolution that demands Israel end, quote, its unlawful presence in the occupied Palestinian territory, unquote, within 12 months. The resolution received 124 votes in favor, while 43 countries abstained, and Israel, the United States, and 12 others voted no. The action isolates Israel days before world leaders travel to New York for their annual UN gathering. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is due to address. This is VOA News. The Chinese military has released a video that appears to show an incident in which one of its fighter jets intercepted an Australian surveillance aircraft over the South China Sea in 2022. The Australian Defense Force said it was aware of the unverified footage that purportedly shows an Australian plane conducting a routine patrol in international airspace. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Authorities in Beijing have released a video of what appears to be a Chinese J-16 fighter jet intercepting an Australian P-8 Poseidon surveillance aircraft 2 years ago. According to the footage broadcast on a documentary on Chinese state television in recent days, a flashing infrared bomb was also fired toward the Australian plane, although that claim has not been verified by authorities in Canberra. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
The United States Navy is preparing for a potential conflict with China by learning lessons from Ukraine and the Red Sea. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Navy is taking lessons from Ukraine and the Red Sea to get ready for a potential future conflict with China.
I'm very focused on 2027.
That's the year Admiral Lisa Franchetti, the Navy's top officer, says China has ordered its forces to be ready for invading Taiwan. Franchetti wants the Navy ready if needed.
If the nation calls us, we can push the go button.
Franchetti tells the AP she's unveiling an ambitious plan that includes boosting maintenance and recruiting. The Navy's learning from how Ukraine's forces have used a variety of capabilities to limit Russia's Black Sea Fleet operations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States Department of Justice is filing suit over the Baltimore Bridge collapse. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The action seeks recovery of more than $100 million in damages and costs incurred by the United States in responding to the fatal disaster and reopening access to the Port of Baltimore.
Benjamin Meiser is the Principal Deputy Associate Attorney General.
Those costs should be borne by the ship's owner and operator.
The case alleges that Dolly's owner, Grace Ocean Private Limited, and the manager, Synergy Marine Group, both of Singapore, cut corners on the ship's electrical and mechanical systems. Acting Deputy Assistant Attorney General Chetan Patil says the collision was preventable.
Excessive vibration was a long-standing problem on the ship.
The collapse killed six members of a road work crew on Tuesday. The victim's families declared their intent to hold the ship's owner and manager liable. I'm Jennifer King.
For more stories and expanded coverage, you can go to our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day, and follow Voice of America on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.
It's on VOA1.